Noem's junior ROTC program narrowly skated under the budget knife last week at the school board meeting, but funding for the program in the future and even the upcoming year is still uncertain and hotly debated. For the past 8 years, Sitnasauk Native Corporation has funded most, if not all, of the costs of running JROTC at Noem Belts, essentially paying for salary and benefits for two Army instructors. But that cost has been increasing and is above what the district can afford. So again this year, the Noem schools are requesting a donation from Sitnasauk of $150,000 for the program. Noem School Superintendent Sean Arnold proposed it as a just-in-case motion, asking the school board to pay the difference if full funding doesn't come through from Sitnasauk. That hit a nerve for some board members, including Jennifer Reeder. If funding doesn't come through, she says, the school district would be on the hook for the full $150,000 program.
Okay, so we've already had this discussion. I don't know how many times. Mm-hmm. We had this discussion last year with ROTC, saying we do not have this kind of money to fund this program. We don't have the kind of money to even fund the difference of said program. At this point, I made the motion, but I'm not going to say yes to this motion.
While Reeder says JROTC is a valuable program and the board appreciates Sitnasauk's contributions to preserve it each year, she says it's simply too much money to set aside when the district's fiscal future looks grim. Arnold says several Sitnasaukan committees have already approved a donation of $100,000, but that still leaves the district on the hook for the rest of the cost.
That's another $50,000 that we're going to have to come up with this time. And what are we going to do again next year? This program has been on a hope and a prayer every single year. I am floored that we have still gone this far without coming up with a different plan with our ROTC, considering we don't have it in our budget today.
Arnold agrees that the district needs to think ahead instead of putting all of their eggs in the basket of one organization's generous donations.
We have to do a better job of ensuring, you know, the funds are in place. And this is a program where the costs have crept up, and it doesn't look like the costs are going to go down anytime soon.
Looking forward, Noem Public Schools can consider additional funding sources to preserve JROTC without a great draw from the district's own coffers. But with such late notice this year, Arnold says it would be unwise to axe the program. Here's board member Paula Davis.
What are we doing for our students?
Yes.
Are we going to cut the program? Sorry, too bad. If our students don't know, they're not going to have a program next year, although they've been getting ready for it from 9th grade. Yeah. Now they're in 11th grade. Oh my gosh, it's not going to happen this year.
Meanwhile, board member Barb Amrock says she's in favor of funding teaching positions and would rather see cuts made in the administration. Ultimately, the board opted to amend the original motion, voting 4-1 to approve the remaining funding for JROTC, so long as they get $100,000 or more from Sitnasauk. If Sitnasauk's donation doesn't come through, that means the school board could pay up to $50,000 to keep the program. If the donation does not come through, the majority of board members say they can't consider paying for the program next year. The approved budget has the district taking just over $100,000 out of its fund balance for next year, but that's a savings thanks to excess money in transportation funds and this year's insurance rebate. Business manager Paula Kaufman says that savings can't be relied upon in the future.
I guess I'm just cautioning you, and I know that you ladies know this, but this is not a realistic number going into mm-hmm. the future, because we actually have $350,000 to the good just based on those pieces of candy that fell our way. And even with that $350,000, we're still ending up taking $118,000 from fund balance. Not to paint a bleak picture, because mm-hmm. it's a great picture right now, really.
This time next year.
That's not going to happen every year.
For now, the board will be waiting on the JROTC donation to finalize their decision. Paula Kaufman also announced at the meeting that she'll be leaving the district soon to take care of her mother. The board's next meeting is set for Tuesday, August 11th.